This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am Captain Matt Bruce as we are broadcasting live from our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women, wherever they happen to be tonight, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who's helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Now, not to forget about our truck drivers, our warehouse and factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics and construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs wherever they are at, either in the United States or around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like the page and then get over into the chat room and have a conversation with us just like several other people are doing right now. Okay, to the phone line. And we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two important words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start tonight with, I believe we're calling this day number 7 of the continuing unrest across America. Now, in some cases, it's still unruly and they don't quite have a handle on things that are going on. But in other cases, things have calmed down. For example, Minneapolis, I think they've had a little quieter night tonight. Minneapolis, St. Paul. However, out in your neck of the woods, California, I think it got a little unruly a little bit earlier. And I think right about now it may have calmed down a little bit. And New York City, they've literally been chasing rioters and looters, and of all things, they broke into Macy's, world-famous Macy's, and looted that place.
Yes, and that's a real sorry sight to see, of course. But you're right, Captain. Here in the West, or here in California specifically, Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area, there was a massive police and guard presence. Certainly in Long Beach, where we saw just an enormous amount of looting last evening in downtown Long Beach. But as I said, there was a lot of police presence. They declared a 6 p.m. curfew throughout L.A. County, also in the city of Los Angeles. There were some peaceful protests that marched down Hollywood Boulevard, marched down Sunset Boulevard, but there were those, apart from these protests, we understand, that of course began to loot, and we were watching various stores get broken into. But this time, Captain, the police seemed to respond very quickly, usually within minutes, and began to arrest looters. So they even brought in the big buses and so forth. So a lot of people are going to jail as a result of not only looting, but in some cases breaking curfew or not leaving when the police said so. Also trouble out in Riverside, but again, much different than what we've seen, but still a lot going on.
And somewhere out west they had blocked I-5. I'm not sure where that was at, but I did hear about it.
Well, there were some various freeway blockings, especially up in Los Angeles. I think they blocked the 405 freeway, I believe. Then we also had a couple of very high-speed pursuits in the L.A. area. One of the pursuits involved a suspect who was thought to have assaulted a police officer, and these pursuits were hitting easy 80, 90, 100 miles an hour in some cases. But in both pursuits, they ended and they apprehended the people. This was not something to toy with tonight.
Now, the other thing that was going on was I saw the use of helicopters because they were up overhead watching what was going on down below, so they were able to get a much better handle on things. And I did see in Washington, D.C., for example, they had helicopters overhead when they started moving around, and they were able to pretty much cut them off at the pass and direct them into areas. And by the way, speaking of Washington, D.C., President Trump took a little stroll out of the White House, and where did he go?
He went to the Church of the Presidents, St. John's, I believe it's called. Yeah,
and he went through the park and went over there, and there was a photo opportunity. He went there with the Bible and paid his respects, which is what he did, and then they walked back across the way to the White House. Now here's I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was simply going to say, yes, that's right. And he's taken some criticism for that. But I think, Captain, he was trying to give a very clear indication that there would be control of the situation. Or maybe to put it a better way, order out of the chaos that has been there. So I think this was the reason he wanted to do that. Also, some had said, well, he's trying to make up for being put in the so-called bunker, but in the PEOC a couple of nights ago. And to that I would say, number one, the Secret Service usually tells the president what to do in case there's a real danger. So, you know, they think he was hiding. He wasn't hiding.
Well, what the president had to say was, he said that he was appalled last week by the tragic killing of the Minnesota resident George Floyd, and together thousands of Americans had spoken out against this injustice and sought to make their voices heard through peaceful, lawful protest. However, what happened after that, which should have been a solid moment of national reflection, was upended by some of the worst elements of society who got out on the streets and started tearing things up and stealing things and looting. And we'll get to all of that when we come back. Plus, there's some new developments in the General Flynn case. Some more documents came out further vindicating the general. When are they going to do the right thing and drop the charges? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and I'll be right with him in a minute. And I just want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, I took a Relief Factor package just before the show started because my ankle was acting up again, and everything is fine right now, so there you go, and that's what it does. Because if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, leg pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain and all together, then try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, and you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. And I'll tell you what, they gave me a website, and this is where you go to find out more. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Take a look at what they have to offer. There's a little video over there. Take a look at the video and then go ahead and order your $19.95 3-week quick start, because after all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we have Ian on the telephone line, so let's go pick him up. Okay, good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got three comments, and I want to lay them out. They're not nasty or dirty, but you guys aren't going to like them, but I'm going to lay them out. The first one is, at the end of your break, you asked rhetorically about General Flynn.
Yep.
They're not going to let up, Captain. They ain't going to let up. Either we're going to win or he's going to lose. That's what's going to happen with this, because he's tied to Trump, and anything that's tied to Trump must be destroyed, okay? Second comment, George Floyd, I'm tired of hearing about George Floyd. This guy wasn't Jesus to walk on water, and is that cop going to get a fair trial? I mean, how can he get a fair trial, this cop? George Floyd was a criminal, a drug dealer, a meth head, a crook, and he died because he swallowed his stash. And he didn't want the cops to get it. and using as evidence. I'm so sick of hearing about George Floyd. Yeah, he died. I'm sorry about that. He brought it on himself because he was a criminal, okay? And my third comment, you know something? I really don't give a damn about them blue crap holes where they're having their riots. They're so damn dumb, they're burning where they live. They're burnt. You know why? Because they don't have enough guts to come into where I live and the birds and the experts have started because they know they'd get slaughtered. I dare them to come out around where I live. They wouldn't do it. They're burning in their own holes. That's how damn stupid they are. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, Ian doesn't say anything that's not, you know, with merit, right?
Well, certainly the situation is very inflamed right now. In fact, even into exactly what the officer is going to be, the ex-officer, I should say, is going to be charged with. And there's a lot going on, especially because of some new developments in the analysis of the autopsy.
Yeah, it does not agree with the official autopsy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking that there probably will be a change in the actual charges.
They'll charge him with first degree murder, and they'll charge the other ones with manslaughter or some sort of conspiracy or something. Because again, there were four officers altogether, and as far as moving along quickly and all that stuff. I'm going to read you the quote here right now from Keith Ellison, who happens to be the Minnesota Attorney General, and as the governor said, he's in charge of everything pertaining to this case. It says, Minnesota Attorney General says Floyd case is not going to be a rush to judgment.
Yes.
So they're going to take their time and do it right, because if they don't, they could very easily lose the case, because we don't know, none of us know what happened. And why he was put in one side of the car, and how come he came out the other side of the car? Nobody knows.
Well, that's right. And, you know, initially, Captain, with the third-degree murder charge and manslaughter, the prosecutors at the time said this is what they could prove. They thought they could prove beyond a reasonable doubt. But with this new information or reexamination of the autopsy results, yeah, I agree with you. I think they could very well change that. And so, again, prosecutors have to proceed with what they can actually prove. But that doesn't mean that there won't be a full investigation and a real trial and all these things. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be in a very, very inflamed environment.
Yep.
And one wonders what the venue is going
to
be.
Well, I'm going to go back to what the president had to say. First of all, he talked about the fact that violence against any American will never be tolerated. Tonight, President Trump announced executive actions to stop the rioting and restore safety to the cities. First, he recommended every governor deploy the National Guard and establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence had been quelled. If a city or state refused to take action, then the U.S. military would be deployed. And he can do that under a certain provision of the law called the Insurrection Act.
That's right, Captain. That was passed back in 1807.
Mm-hmm.
That allows the president to activate federal troops to restore peace within the United States. Now, typically, you know, the U.S. military doesn't operate on U.S. soil, but this would be perhaps
the only time they can do it.
Exactly. And this is one of the reasons why it's so difficult to do this kind of thing, because our laws are such that we don't have the ability to simply deploy the military, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the president, I think, is sending a very clear message to the governors that this has got to stop. And quite thankfully, at least on the streets of L.A., we saw that happening.
Well, then the president also announced decisive action to protect Washington, D.C. and our cherished national monuments after they had gone in and desecrated the Lincoln Monument and the World War II Monument. And he dispatched thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, the looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. Now, that worked a little better tonight in Washington, D.C., because you can still tell that the protesters, rioters, a.k.a. rioters, knew where the police were, and they kept bouncing around the city, bouncing around the city, bouncing around the city, just like they did in New York. Now, every rioter and instigator, according to the president, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and organizers of violence and terror will face lengthy and severe criminal penalties. They now are going after the leaders, the Antifa leaders, who you can spot because they're the ones that are there that are directing the people to do things. And I noticed some of the looters they grabbed were obviously Antifa because of the colors they were wearing.
Yes, exactly. And of course, so we have the Antifa instigators. We have those who are going into the stores or trying, or essentially breaking into these places of businesses. Then you have those who are marching just peacefully. The police were nearby. And then you have a subset of that, Captain, of those who will take a knee and then essentially want to be arrested, for lack of a better term, but yet aren't doing violence, but want to be taken away in order to prove their point, that kind of thing. So the police really have their hands full with all these different occurrences, trying to make sure that people are able to express their opinion, but then at the same time catch the criminal element who are trying to loot the stores.
Now, some of the good things that came out of this yesterday, if there's a good thing, it was the fact that people showed up in places like Philadelphia, in places like New York, in places like Washington, with brooms and shovels in hand, and soap and water and buckets to take the graffiti off where they had put some really lewd and lucid slogans on buildings and whatnot. Now, that was one of the good things to see, general, just private citizens showing up to do that.
Well, you know, Captain, it reminds me back during the 92 Rodney King riots, and I'll never forget Edward James Olmos, the actor. I'm sure people would remember him from Miami Vice. Battlestar Galactica. He's an excellent actor, and he was one of those who came out with the broom back then, and I remember it when he told the news camera, I'm going to start cleaning up. This is what we got to do. And that's what a lot of people were doing today. You're absolutely right about that. And that was the silver lining here.
Now, the other thing that's going on is, remember when these governors and these mayors didn't want the people getting out and being in large groups and all that stuff?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no social...
Well, Cuomo came out yesterday and said, well, I think it's a good thing that people are out there and they're protesting and exercising their First Amendment rights. I think it's a good thing. Really?
Well, I just wonder what it was, you know, what is the science behind the gathering? If you can have this kind of gathering,
well,
I understand First Amendment, but what about, I don't know, going to church?
Mark my words, if after a couple of weeks from now we don't see a spike in the COVID cases, okay, it's going to create another debacle for them. And that debacle is going to be, hey, If the cases didn't spike with the people out there without the masks, thousands of people on the street, then maybe we were all duped to begin with. Think about that one while we go to break. I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a video conference with governors, President Donald Trump called them weak and demanded tougher crackdowns on burning, looting, and other violence among the demonstrations. He also said the governors are making themselves look like fools for not calling up more of the National Guard as a show of force on city streets. Houston Chief of Police Art Acevedo was in an interview on CNN and had his response to the president's comments.
Let me just say this to the President of the United States on behalf of the police chiefs in this country. Please, if you don't have something constructive to say, keep your mouth shut. It's not about dominating. It's about winning hearts and minds. And let's be clear. We do not want people to confuse kindness with weakness. But we don't want ignorance. Speaking for my colleagues across the country where their officers are being injured, community members are being injured, and we need leadership now more than ever.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And if you want to save a little money on your car insurance, it's that time of the year. How about checking out Geico Insurance by going to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, Geico, you can go there, type in your zip code, and they will ask you what type of vehicle or vehicles you're driving and what it is you want to insure. You can get a quote right over the internet, or you can get the information where to go to talk to an insurance agent. But either way, if you're driving a car, a truck, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, whatever it is you're using to get around, guess what? They can help you, and you can probably save money on your insurance too. Now remember, they also have homeowners and renters insurance too at Geico. So all you have to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, and away you go. And always make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because they're going to ask you how you heard about it. So just say, well, the captain. And there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were just talking during the break, hypothetically here. Thousands of people have been in these rallies the past week, right?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Some of them have been wearing masks, right?
Yes.
Big deal for being that close in a rally. Big deal. If there's not a significant spike of COVID-19 coronavirus cases in a couple of weeks, then everybody is going to know that this whole thing was contrived to begin with, and that is really going to make some people mad, really mad.
Well, you know, we've essentially, and I hate to say, ruined our economy, but we've come extremely
to the tune of $8 trillion, you betcha.
Exactly. But the L.A. County Health Officer was speaking earlier today and saying that she was worried that there would be a spike in cases. But again, I think, Captain, that businesses and individuals as well could blame their government and saying, hey, you didn't take action to keep these people apart.
Yeah, and by the way, somebody just sent me something about, helping out the communities of people that have been arrested and charged and all that stuff. They should put the ankle bracelets on them, stick them out there, and let them clean the streets up. How about the ones that are out there rioting that have ankle bracelets on? How about that one? You've heard about that, right?
I had not heard of it.
They got people that were on house arrest or whatever wearing ankle bracelets that have actually been caught out onto the street. And one of the places was out there in California and Washington State.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised at all. And again, there was a lot of coordination too, because it would seem that people would know where they had breached the CVS or where they had breached the Rite Aid, drugstore, and people start pulling up in their cars and just, loading stuff up. And we were watching that earlier today, as it just takes two dozen people or so to start getting through the boards and the bars and so forth, and suddenly you can tell when it's opened up because everybody rushes in.
Now, changing gears a little bit, there's a Russian vote coming up that could extend indefinitely Vladimir Putin's rule in Russia. And that could make him, just like President Pai over in China, ruler for life.
Well, yeah, and again, we wouldn't be surprised by that at all, because while we're going through what we're going through in the United States, and of course the pandemic, obviously the unrest, those are at the top of the charts right now, obviously. But what has been going on, Captain, for the last three, almost 4 years now, has been a steady drumbeat of let's talk about Trump in the media. Let's bash Trump and go after Trump and Trump. Meanwhile, there's all the stuff going on all around the world, and especially even recently with what Beijing is doing in Hong Kong, and now, of course, Putin solidifying his power, we're going to wake up and say to ourselves, wait a minute, we've only been, or at least the media has only been talking about Trump and that they don't like him, et cetera, et cetera. And then suddenly we find ourselves in a potentially very bad situation with just disunity in this country, and that we wouldn't be strong. That's the problem.
Now, I just got a message from our friend George up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and he's telling me, Captain, 10,800 pairs of National Guard boots on the ground here as of early Sunday a.m. At least four Chinooks landed at Minneapolis, St. Paul, Saturday afternoon. He's also telling me that maneuver that they were using, the neck on the knee and all that stuff, has been rendered 44 people unconscious with neck restraints like that. And let's see here. The chief of police, Minneapolis chief of police, union president, was told to turn in his badge. And somebody was charged with rioting, possessing explosives in Minnesota. And I did hear about that there was somebody found things in their vehicle that incendiary devices.
Yes, I think that was in Minneapolis. They found something like that. And so, again, it shows that you got a lot of people, I don't want to say coming out of the woodwork, but essentially preparing for doing very, very bad things. And that's, again, one of the reasons why when it starts to get out of hand, as much as it was the other night, on the big first night of the burning of Minneapolis, and you or I were on the air talking about it, that's when they should have been able to begin to get a handle on this and not let it get out of hand, because that's when it started spreading.
Yeah, okay. Hold on just a second here. Let's take caller number one. Good morning. Is this Todd in Tampa?
It is, boss.
60 seconds, because I got another caller right behind you.
That's all we need, 60 seconds. Again, Donald, way to go. Going to the church again and putting out the National Guard and showing some power here, okay? The left doesn't care who they run over. Do you understand? They didn't care about COVID-19 when the Antifa's out there, okay? And the ACLU hadn't said nothing about the unconstitutionality of these governors shutting their state down, but they're going to go ahead and jump on you trying to shut down these these domestic terrorists who should have been shut down 3.5 years ago when you took office, doggone it. Now let's get to work and focus on the election. We got 435 House members and 100 senators to make America greater again. Focus on the election. Get money to these people. Where's the RNC? And let's get boots on the ground and take our country back and open up those states that won the election for you. Let's get focused and let's come to Tampa. God bless you. Let's get to work, Captain.
All righty. And that's Todd in Tampa. Okay, now, Kyle, hang on. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa also.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing well. Now, the Democrats have been overdrive trying to get rid of Trump or trying to stop him.
Correct.
First, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. That fell apart.
Yep.
Now, it's then it was the pandemic, and as that's petering out,
yep,
they're bringing on the race war.
Yep.
Well, the race war is backfiring like the other two did.
Sure.
Wonder what they're going to have to do next.
Give up.
They've still got to go all the way to the election.
Give up. And by the way, did you hear who the number one contender now is for the vice presidential position?
No, I think it could be the lady from Florida.
Not Val Demings. Right now it's Kamala Harris is the odds-on favorite out of California, Kyle State.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know.
He's got to pick somebody who can realistically be the president,
yep,
because there's a high probability that the vice president will end up being the president.
Correct.
That's a farce.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And by the way, that came out today that Kamala Harris was a prohibitive favorite right now because Amy Klobuchar, who had been because of her connections and background, and she's out of the race because of this deal that she had with the cop that she let go when she had him up on charges.
That's right. Yeah, she's definitely toasted as a result of that because she didn't prosecute this.
Yeah, and she tried to lie her way out of that too, by the way.
Well, sure. And of course, the idea is a lot of times in picking the vice president, you're looking for someone who can go on the attack. And Kamala Harris has proven that skill over and over and over again, as we remember from a lot of these hearings and so forth. And he went on the attack against Joe Biden and laid some gloves on him pretty good in those early debates. But of course, they'll get together for the cause. But at the same time, though, you know, Kamala Harris might have a likability factor problem, as well. And of course, Joe Biden himself, is not going to come off as being a real leader in this. I find, Captain, that Joe Biden has to always explain himself.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to all this other footage over the last 40 years,
yeah,
he's always having to, like, explain to you why he's okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
And then let me explain to everybody that's listening to us in New York City right now, we heard yesterday that the president and CEO, the CNN chief, Jeff Zucker, might run for the mayor of New York City.
I know. I saw that. Can you imagine what it would be like for him to be in a campaign? That would be something.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's what you'd be saying. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come roaring right back here with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the weather out there, and I shall return. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty. Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty, and we had to get the guy with the deep voice in there. But this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is being brought to you by the pilot and Flying J closest to you. Now, we need to report some breaking news here real quick. We've had four police officers shot now in downtown St. Louis, Missouri. Shots are ringing out downtown. There are still shots being fired at police in the downtown St. Louis area. And, Kyle, we just got that from Fox News, so this is a developing story.
That's correct, Captain. We understand that the injuries that are involved here were all non-life-threatening.
Thank God.
We understand it. Yes, absolutely. But they are still taking gunfire downtown as we continue right now. We understand it was not far from the Metropolitan Police Department headquarters in the Olive Street corridor. So, again, we'll get more information as it develops through the program tonight.
All righty, and let's get started. Here we go. doing the twist, doing the shimmy. Oh, man, those were dances back in the day, I'll tell you that. And that's the Rivieras called California Sun. How about that one? And Kyle, take it away because we got some strange weather again out there in California. What are you, trying to burn everything down out there?
Well, no, I hope not. We do have some heat warnings, though, heat advisories, and this is up in near Santa Rosa, inland, not so much along the coast, north of Santa Rosa, but inland, up to about Redding. This covers Sacramento, down through Salinas. We've got some windy weather in Ventura, but we hope to get maybe a little bit of rain coming in soon to Northern California, maybe not so much in Southern California. Should be cooling down as we head towards the weekend, so that's some good news. But we also have another excessive heat watch, which is happening down through Indio and a little bit east of San Diego down to the Mexican border.
Now, severe thunderstorms are expected over the upper Midwest states today with damaging wind gusts, large hail, a couple of tornadoes are possible. Right now, you do have some weather, which is over, again, in the Kansas City area. That's the second night in a row we've had some area just starting to develop there right on the Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri line right there. And it looks like as if we could drift over into Missouri and possibly go up into Iowa. But it's starting to develop. Right now, we'll see what happens. And of course, the greatest threats are expected from southern Minnesota into central Wisconsin. And of course, then you got your heat watches out there. But believe it or not, Kyle, the coldest spot in the country with freeze warnings and frost warnings and temperatures again down in the teens is northern Maine. And most of Maine's under a frost watch, or warning, rather. But the northern part of Maine, Presque Isle up in there, where the potatoes are, you've got a freeze warning up there, temperatures in the teens tonight up in that part of the country. Wow.
Exactly, and that extends up into New Brunswick as well. So it covers a wide area, but you're right, that northern part of Maine has got that freeze warning.
Yeah, and the upper peninsula of Michigan up above Minnesota, up above, well, to the east of Minnesota and north of Wisconsin has got some rain up there tonight, so be advised about that. Now, getting back to what we were talking about here, let's update this. I'm going to try to see if I can find, I'm going to refresh my screen here. Okay, so we've got four police officers who have been shot, non-life-threatening injuries downtown St. Louis. Shots are still ringing out down there. Wow, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that because remember when they were breaking into police cars, one of the things that they were doing is they were looking for guns. And I know out there in California they got some.
Well, they sure did, Captain. I'm hearing that, yes, that's exactly the case. And in St. Louis, they had the protest there earlier today, and then they began to turn violent, of course, as the sun went down.
Well, they burned a 7-Eleven, not to the ground, but they went in, they looted it, and then they set fire to the building.
Yes, exactly. And so, unfortunately, if we're going to start seeing actual gunfire against police officers, then this takes it to another level altogether. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, we had a couple of high-speed pursuits, and one of those pursuits was because someone not only was looting, but also assaulted a police officer. And it was quite a pursuit. They weren't about to let that person get away for obvious reasons.
Yeah, and then last night in Buffalo, you had somebody in a car go through a crowd, and they actually ran down two police officers. They're doing fine. One of them broke, I believe it broke his leg or his hip or something like that, and the other one was just knocked down and suffered minor injuries. But both of them will be fine. But still, the fact that you would do that, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, it really is. And, you know, there's a lot of talk, and I think it's important to point out, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, what we saw in the video and what does that mean, and what the protesters are talking about in terms of our national discourse. And then you have the others, who the president, of course, referred to as thugs. These are the people that are breaking into businesses, setting police cars on fire, trying to get weapons, assaulting police officers, and creating essentially anarchy, this is where something has switched in their brains, where it's okay to do all of this. And that's something that I don't think any decent person agrees with, that is ever something okay to do.
By the way, the officer who's been charged in the Brown murder, Derek Chauvin, was moved to a maximum security prison yesterday. They say for his own safety.
Yes, and I'm sure that's exactly the reason. And again, the events are moving very, very quickly. Again, with more information that comes out, and what I'm hoping, though, Captain, is that people will see, especially people that are very angry or feeling this rage that I think a lot of us have felt in one way or another over the last several days, that they're going to see the system play out. That the officers were fired, first and foremost. They were charged, second of all. They're going to face trial. Based on that trial, we're going to see punishment, more than likely. And so I hope that they see that the system will play out.
There was a police chief that was fired yesterday because none of his officers were wearing the body cams.
Yes.
And he got fired as a result of it because that's against city policy.
Exactly. And so I think whenever somebody, and in fact, as you know, nobody, in my opinion, ever should ever be deprived of their life without due process. That's in our Constitution, basically. And so we are not to have people take things into their own hands, especially under the color of authority, because that's not the way that we do things in this country. And when something goes wrong, somebody does something wrong, then we have a mechanism by which to deal with that.
Yeah. And by the way, before we run out of time, the virus and the rioting that's going on right now, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but it's spewed a bunch of hatred and Christian persecution by what we're seeing going on with these churches. I mean, they're demarking, defacing these churches, and they're busting windows. They're doing all kinds of things around the country. This is just not right.
No, it's not. And again, it seems like we're turning a corner in the unthinkable things. Exactly.
The fundamental transformation of America.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're seeing. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of our news. More with Kyle Warren, and we're going to get right back into it with what we got here. And there's some interesting things that we need to talk about. I'll bet you didn't know about the electric cars either, huh? And the shortage of a certain product that people don't think about when you buy electric vehicles. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.